Well, the Mental Health Foundation is joining people across the country to mourn the 565 New Zealanders who have died by suspected suicide. Sean Robbins is kindly with us to speak of this matter. Sean, thanks for your time and a warm welcome to Irirangi Wāte. Sean, kia ora.
Kia ora, morena.
Morena, Sean. It's such a sad kaupapa, but it's a reality that we all face, and many people, myself included, have been affected by suicide and the impact that it has on families coming to terms with why these events take place. And often there is no note explaining the emotions of those who take their lives. What do the latest statistics tell us about the suicide rates in New Zealand, Sean?
Yeah, sure. Well, first up, I want to say I share in that mai-mai. I lost a brother to suicide. I also live with bipolar disorder, and when I was extremely unwell, I actually attempted to take my own life. So I have a lot of skin in this game myself, and I know that those 565, it's not just a number, that's whānau, that's friends, that's workmates, that's an impact on a really wide number of people, and that's whakapapa, you know. So it's a very big challenge. The numbers, to me, the biggest thing is they're not going down. I mean, people can argue about whether they're down a little bit or up a little bit, but if we look across a number of years, they're just not really going down. We're not seeing a trend of numbers reducing, and we're not seeing, what we are seeing is ongoing that Māori are disproportionately impacted. So, as a proportion of the population of Māori, a higher number of people take their own lives. I'm saddened. We've had nearly 6 years of an Office of Suicide Prevention, of a strategy to try and bring suicide numbers down, and it just hasn't worked at this stage. I'm not saying it's hopeless. I think, there are thousands of people out there in the community who are working really hard and successfully to support people, to turn lives, to turn situations of despair around and to save lives. And it's really important for us all to remember that far more people actually don't die who are feeling suicidal than do. So I guess, for me, I'm really hoping that, whatever your thoughts politically, a change of government gives an opportunity for some change. And what really needs to happen, I believe, is that we need some leadership from, and government really needs to give this, to bring the community together, all of those people, those different parts of the community and of government that are working to reduce suicide, and get us working together, build on what is working, look at where the gaps are, and have a sort of an action plan. We don't need highfalutin strategies anymore. We need action, and we need things to happen.
Tēnākwe, when you talk of this action plan for everyone working together to reduce suicide, how do you work with other groups, such as Māori? We have high suicide rates. What would be an appropriate intervention? And when we look at these numbers, I mean, we're seeing it's higher than the road toll. And we see a lot of pūtea pumped in to try and reduce the road toll. I'm not sure that we're seeing the same level to try and reduce suicide rates. How might the plan or a refreshed action plan integrate Māori concepts to see if we can't take a different tack or a complementary tack to try and address the Māori suicide rate?
Look, absolutely. And I think it needs to happen at a whole lot of different levels. Fundamentally, suicide happens for a whole range of reasons. For some people, it can be a lifetime of mai-mai that leads them into despair. For other people, it can be something like a relationship breakup or loss of a job or physical illness or you know, something that's more immediate that causes them to fall into despair. So I guess there's three places that you can kind of intervene. One is right up front, you know, to try and address it, stop people falling into despair. So take away some of the things, try to address some of the things that are causing that mai-mai. And I think for Māori, there's absolutely no doubt that racism and colonisation, you know, are at the root of the disproportionate impact of suicide. You know, people that feel strong in their identity, that feel connected to their whānau, to their hapū, to their community, to their marae, people who have a sense of being valued and are valuable and connected, are much better able to cope with those difficult challenges that life throws at us. So building up that very strong sense of pride in being Māori, taking away the things that are eroding that. So, you know, mana motuhake is a suicide prevention strategy. But practical things like better housing, you know, addressing poverty, addressing, you know, family violence, all of those things address suicide. Then the second place is when someone is feeling the mai-mai and is in that desperate place. And I think there's lots of practical things that whānau can do, that friends can do, you know. Number one is stay connected to people. You know, if you are concerned about somebody, just be there with them. And you don't have to be their counsellor, you don't have to be their therapist. You know, actually doing nothing but with that person can be a very strong thing, because it's that, I know from my own experience that when I was highly suicidal, and I was, it was, you know, literally the day after I attempted to take my own life, a friend came around. Now, they didn't know that that's what had happened. They knew I had my struggles, but they weren't coming to see me because of that. They were just popping around, but then they could see that I was in a really bad space, and they just expressed their concern. You know, they didn't have a solution or anything like that, but just being there, spending some time with me, and me knowing that they cared about me, that took me about three steps back from that, you know, edge of despair. So actually being there with people, you know, and literally if you've got somebody that is that you are really worried about in your whānau, sleep in the same room with them, you know, be there as close as you can. You don't sort of hold them like a prisoner, but just having that human presence is huge. Reducing, you know, access to the things that people can take their own life with. I mean, I had a crap way of killing myself, and that's a big reason why I'm still alive today. Yeah, just sort of taking away things that people might be able to harm themselves with if they're in that really, really, really desperate space. And yes, professional support is important, and so, you know, we need to work on that. And for Māori, I think, you know, absolutely the more kaupapa Māori services that can be available, the better. There are never going to be enough, so, you know, more mainstream services. We absolutely need people to understand and be able to respond to Māori when they come to those services. And again, it's very much about meaning. You know, it's not, oh, you know, you're feeling sad, so let's give you some antidepressants. I mean, yes, that is part of it. But it's also about, you know, what's going on for you? What does your life mean? You know, and I think, you know, some of the best kaupapa Māori services have been able to sort of like take te ao Māori concepts and really put them into the way people are supported, because it just strengthens that sense of who am I, you know, ko wai ahau, and that is, you know, critical again to turning people around. And then after an attempt is the other place that we need to intervene, and that is for people that, you know, have attempted to take their own lives, is again that really strong sense of being connected. You know, you can give me the pills up the wazoo, but if I didn't have my friends and whānau around, you know, that would not have made the difference. So, look, there's heaps that can be done, and it needs government, it needs communities, it needs whānau. We need to be listening, yes, to whānau that have been bereaved from suicide, but we also need to be listening to the thousands of people, you know, like me, who survived their own attempt at suicide, because, you know, I look back on that and I, you know, there are so many lessons, I think, as to why am I alive and why today do I have, you know, what I think is a life that reflects Māori Ora. You know, things can turn around, but it really, it's not a simplistic thing. It's not just, oh, let's have more doctors and counsellors and psychiatrists.
Well, I'd just like to say thanks for reminding us of how we can support those who are emotionally unstable and at risk of taking their own lives. It's something we can all learn from, and something, sadly, that many whānau are still coming to terms with. Sean Robbins today from the Mental Health Foundation. Sean's the CEO. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us about this really important kaupapa. Sean, all the best to you too, mate. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.